You're listening to SBS News.
Jan Gong Liu is working on a painting. It's one of many in the traditional Chinese style at his home on Sydney's north. And the 56-year-old hopes soon to hold a solo exhibition at Parliament House in Sydney. Jan Gong gave up art training in Guangzhou, China in 1990 to follow his wife Rowena Chen to Australia. But his passion for painting continued, as his wife Rowena explains.
He has a passion to create art until his life end. He's very proud of sharing the Chinese traditional culture into Australia. He's very proud of that.
After Jan Gong and Rowena married and had a child, Jan Gong reskilled as a hairdresser and eventually opened his own salon in Sydney's south. Jan Gong was working 7 days a week cutting hair and painting at night when a client, Annie Tang, encouraged him to focus on his art and start exhibiting.
Annie helped him to do the exhibition. It's his life's turning point as an artist. That's what he said. That's original work. Because before, he has no way. He doesn't know where to go, where to find, to help. That's the problem.
Annie Tang migrated from Hong Kong in 1988 with her husband and young sons and later became deputy mayor of Sydney's Kogarah Council. She was happy to help Jan Gong.
I feel so upset because he was so struggle in order to earn a living to support a family. And I just want to encourage him, you know, to fulfill his dream again. He did go back to Beijing once, you know, for a very high-ranking exhibition. He was so proud, you know, and then I feel that he has found his life again, you know, as an artist.
Annie Tang has helped hundreds of migrants in Australia like Jan Gong because she knows how hard life in a new country can be.
Very tough. I must say that very tough. No friends at all. There's like a food culture difference and then the language barrier. And then without a social life, I find it so lonely.
Annie Tang is now president of the Way In Network, which helps migrant women make professional contacts and new friends. The 62-year-old says it helps women overcome social barriers.
They don't love to share the story. They do not want to open their heart because they feel that I got a problem, I must keep it, you know, within my family, or else you will lose your faces, you know, to the stranger.
And that's important in a place like Sydney, recently rated third worst for making new friends of 53 cities worldwide by the Time Out Index 2022. However, community groups like the Way In Network are helping to change that. Way In recently celebrated its 30th anniversary and has raised almost $5 million for charity in that time. Its 150 members from across Asia meet regularly for forums, as Annie Tang explains.
Talking about like domestic violence and then the discrimination and then how to handle that during the pandemic. You know, some may just think, oh, it's coming from China, and then some being, you know, harassed, you know, on the street. So we just encourage them, you better report to the police, you know, get some protection. And then you're not alone. We are all here. And then the police is here as well.
Annie's 37-year-old son, Ho Win, owns four restaurants and is following in her footsteps.
My mom inspires me because she's such a workaholic. She's given her whole life to assist a lot of people. I'm definitely using my businesses to promote and assist a lot of people with their work and also settling in Australia.
As well as hosting fundraising events at his venues in Sydney's Haymarket, Ho Win is proud to share Hong Kong street culture with Australia.
I was born in an era where Hong Kong was the golden years with music, movies and everything. People knew about Hong Kong music. So I'm just bringing what I missed the most back.
Sharing Asian culture with Australia also motivates artist Jan Gong Liu. With Annie Tang's encouragement, he hopes early next year to exhibit at Parliament House in New South Wales, as his wife Rowena Chen explains.
If he can exhibit his artwork in Parliament House, he finished part of his dream.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.